麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今天我们的天路导向。
Today, I want to talk to you about how to live a positive life.
今天我想跟你讲一下，究竟怎样可以去过一个积极的人生啊？
This is different from positive thinking.
那过积极的人生是跟有积极的思维不一样的吧？
Positive thinking is all about yourself.
积极的思维是用自我为中心的。
Positive thinking requires constant self-motivation and self-affirmation.
积极的思维是需要不断地去自我鼓励和自我去肯定。
It is telling yourself that I can do it, and I can do it.
亦都是说不断地跟自己讲话，我做得到，我做得到。
The problem with that is when you face a great obstacle.
问题是当你去面对一个好大的困难的时候，
And positive affirmation is not enough.
自我肯定是不足够去解决问题的。
You'll spend more days being down than being up.
当你那时是这么说，我做得到，我做得到的时候，却是做不到的时候，你会不再积极向上，反而只会垂头丧气。
And you'll become dependent on people who will prop you up.
而且你那时就会很依赖那些奉承你，哇，你做得好好啊，你做得好好的人。
But here's the good news.
但是我想告诉你一个好的消息。
In this new series of messages called The Secret of Positive Living,
现在我们有一个全新的系列信息，就由今次开始的，主题叫做积极生活的秘诀。
I will tell you the secret of how the Apostle Paul stayed positive all the time.
我想告诉你，使徒保罗是怎样保持积极生活的秘诀。
I will share with you the secrets of positive living.
我亦都会自己同你分享积极生活的秘诀。
Even when everything went wrong in his life, Paul was positive.
纵使保罗呢，成世人都遭遇很多的挫折，但是他总是积极乐观的。
When you read Paul's second letter to the Corinthians,
当你查考保罗所写的哥林多后书的时候，
You will be amazed at how much suffering he endured.
你见到他忍受这么多的痛苦，你会感到很惊讶。
But he not only survived, he thrived.
但是他没有被人打低，他反而更加有活力。
Paul was surrounded by negative people.
保罗身边很多人都很负面的。
He was surrounded by negative people.Situations.
保罗所处喺嘅局势里面都好负面嘅。
He was surrounded by negative circumstances.
保罗嘅处境都好负面嘅。
And yet Paul was able to live positively through all of these negatives.
但系喺逆境里面，保罗仍然活得起劲啊。
There are 15 secrets for positive living.
咁咧，我就要同你讲呢15嘅积极生活嘅秘诀。
And we can find the first one in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14.
第一个秘诀呢，就是来自哥林多后书第一章一到十四节的。
Let us read it together.
请听我去读出哥林多后书第一章一到十四节。我是奉上帝旨意做基督耶稣的使徒保罗。我和我的兄弟提摩太现在写信给在哥林多里面上帝的教会和全个亚该亚里头的圣徒，愿我们的父上帝和主耶稣基督赐恩典赐平安与你们去同在，愿我们的颂赞都是归给我们的主耶稣基督的父上帝，就是那个是有慈爱的天父上帝，亦都是一切安慰的来源。在一切的患难里面，我们的天父上帝去安慰我们，亦都是 让到我哋能够藉着佢赐俾我哋嘅安慰，去安慰一切去遭遇患难、遭遇困难嘅人。我哋同埋耶稣基督一齐都受过好多嘅苦难，我哋对你嘅信心亦都系唔会动摇噶。我哋知道你哋系分担紧我哋呢群使徒嘅苦难，亦都分享紧我哋所得到嘅安慰。各位嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋好希望你哋成个教会都知道，以前喺亚细亚喺亚洲嗰度，我哋所遭遇嘅患难，我哋受到好大嘅压力，差唔多顶唔顺啦，连我哋生存嘅希望都差唔多冇啦。我哋觉得自己好似被判死刑咁样啊，咁样嘅情形我哋更加知道自己唔能够去靠自己，只能够依靠嗰位使到死人复活嘅上帝。我哋嘅上帝曾经从死亡嘅处境、死亡嘅危险里面拯救我哋，将来仲要继续去拯救我哋。但系最重要就系你哋要继续用祷告去支持我哋。因为我们都要确信这位的上帝将来继续会施行拯救。在这段的时间里面，有很多人去为我们去祈祷，让到我们蒙受上帝的恩典，也都有很多人为我们的经历去感谢上帝。我们今天所夸耀的是什么呢？我哋嘅良知系证明紧我哋在世为人，尤其是我哋同埋你哋教会嘅关系，都系受到上帝所赐嘅坦诚去支配住。呢啲全部系因为上帝嘅恩典所带俾我哋嘅力量啊，而唔系来自呢个世界俗世嘅智慧。我哋使徒写信俾你哋教会。写嘅嘢系限于你哋所能读、所能明白嘅，你哋今日领受嘅、所能明白嘅只系一部分。我哋希望你哋终有一日能够完全明白上帝嘅话语，咁样喺我哋嘅主耶稣基督再翻嚟嘅日子嘅时候，你哋就会去夸耀我哋，去称赞我哋，好似我哋去夸耀你，去称赞你哋一样。呢个系哥林多后书一章一至十四节上帝的话语。
Today we'll focus on the first secret.
今日我哋就会集中嚟睇下第一个秘诀啊。
And I call it the inflow-outflow equation.
我将它称为收入和支出的方程式。
When you understand this equation,
而当你明白这条方程式的时候呢，
you will begin to grasp the first step to positive living.
你就能够掌握积极生活的第一步了。
Listen again to what the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to write in verses 3 to 5.
请你再听一次圣灵启示保罗所写下的圣经的内容，是记载在哥林多后书一章三至五节的。
Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要感谢我们的主耶稣基督的父上帝。
The Father of compassion and the God of all comfort.
他是慈爱的天父上帝，亦都是一切安慰的来源。
Who comforts us in all our troubles.
在一切的患难里面，祂安慰我们。
So that we can comfort those in any trouble.
所以我们亦都能够用上帝所赐的安慰。
With the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
去安慰那些遭受各样患难的人。
For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives.
我哋既然好多咁样去受到基督嘅苦难，
so also through Christ our comfort overflows.
就靠耶稣基督受到好多嘅安慰。
In this evil world in which we live,
喺呢个我哋身处嘅邪恶嘅世界里面，
there are diseases.
有疾病。
There are difficulties.
有困难。
There are disappointments.
有失望。
There are disillusionments.
有理想的破灭。
There is despair.
有绝望。
There is sorrow and loss.
有忧伤又失落。
They are all inevitable.
这些事完全是没办法避免的。
All these things Satan loves to use against God's people.
这些都是撒旦最喜欢来对待上帝百姓的手法。
Why?
为什么撒旦要这样做啊？
In order that they may be discouraged.
原来这样做是为了打击他们，让到他们灰心啊。
In order that they may not accomplish great things for God.
这样就可以打击这些人，让到这些人不再为上帝成就他的事工啊。
In order that they may not make a difference in the world.
这样就可以打击这个世界的人，让到他们不再扭转这个败坏的世界。
You can try propping yourself up all you want.
你可以不断为自己打气，不断说我得的，我得的，这样。
But at best, that is going to be a temporary solution.
但是顶多都是只是得短暂的效果而已。
The truth is this.
事实是什么呢？
Whenever we hit one of the many walls in life,
我们在人生里头所遭遇的每一道墙，
there is God.
其实上帝都在这里。
What about God?
上帝在那里做什么呢？
He is ready to give you more comfort and propping up than you can handle.
他原来要在那里给你安慰，为你打气，要超出你所求和所想。
He is ready to get you up and running faster than ever.
他在那里要扶持你起身，为你加油打气，让到你能够跑得更快。
Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians has been described as the most intimate and personal of all of his writings.
人家说保罗所写的哥林多后书是他所有的书信里面最个人化亦都最亲切的一卷。
He reveals to us his inner pain.
他向我们透露了他自己内心的痛苦。
His inner anger.
内心的愤慨。
His inner temptation.
内心的试探。
And he reveals to us the power of God working in the midst of his pain.
保罗更加向我们透露了在痛苦里面上帝的能力是怎样发挥功效。
He tells us how he was beaten for the name of Christ.
他告诉我们他为了耶稣基督的名字他曾经被人打。
How he was criticized and falsely accused for the name of Christ.
为了耶稣基督的名字他曾经受批判受诬告。
How he was viciously maligned for the sake of Christ.
为了耶稣基督的名字，他曾经被恶意这样攻击。
And if there was ever a human being who had every right to sit back and complain and be bitter and angry, it would have been the Apostle Paul.
老实讲，如果你说世界上面哪个人最有权临阵退缩，心怀怨气，怨天尤人，这个人肯定就是使徒保罗。
But listen to what he said in chapter 1, verse 3.
但是你要听下他在哥林多后书一章三节保罗是怎样讲。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort.
我们要感谢赞美我们的主耶稣基督的父上帝，他是慈爱的天父上帝，亦都是一切安慰来源。
You feel like you want to say to Paul, Paul,You should be angry and mad at these people.
你可能会想跟保罗说，喂，保罗，你应该发火啫。
Paul, your eyes are going blind and your health is failing.
保罗，你都就来盲了，你身体健康又差。
Your physical and emotional strength are waning.
你现在体力又不好，精神又残。
Oh, but Paul would say,
但是保罗会怎么答你？
What are you talking about? I am not focusing on these things.
你讲的什么啊？我都不介意。
I am focusing on the God of all comfort who comforts me in all afflictions.
在我心目中最重要的只有是那位赐下各样安慰的上帝，他在我患难里头安慰我。
I am focusing on the friend who sticks to me closer than a brother.
在我心目中我最重视的就是那位比亲兄弟重亲的朋友，他总是每日站在我身边。
I am focusing on God who is for me and who can be against me.
最重要的就是我的上帝，如果他帮助我，谁能够抵挡我？
I am focusing on the one who would not spare his only begotten son for me.
最重要的就是我的上帝，他既然都不爱惜他自己的儿子，去为到我舍身牺牲性命。
How much more would he not freely give me all things?
你说上帝会不会将世界上面所有的东西同埋耶稣基督一样咁样白白咁样赐俾我？
Nothing can get me down.
冇嘢能够整冧我嘅。
No problem can get me muddled.
冇麻烦能够扰乱我嘅。
No financial difficulty can get me to despair.
冇经济嘅困境能够让我绝望嘅。
No disease or illness can slow me down.
冇任何嘅疾病系能够拖累我嘅。
No false accusers or difficult relationships can ruin my resolve.
冇任何嘅陷害诬告或者难以相处嘅人际关系能够打消我嘅决心嘅。
The God of all comfort is constantly.Comforting me in all my afflictions.
我在一切的患难里面，那个赐下各样安慰的上帝，时常都安慰我的。
Oh, that's the inflow.
那这个就是输入保罗生命里面的收入了。
My listening friends, if you are not experiencing the God of all comfort in the midst of your afflictions,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，如果你在患难里面是没有经历到上帝赐给你各种的安慰的话，
Chances are you are trying to do it yourself.
很有可能是你想自己想办法去解决。
Chances are you are gritting your teeth until your jaws are about to crack.
很可能是你咬紧牙关想要挺过去，但是就来支持不住了。
Today, you can know the God of all comfort.
今日你就要来认识那位赐下各样安慰的上帝。
Who comforts us in all afflictions.
他在我们的一切患难里面去安慰我们。
Not just some comfort.
不是求其安慰一下。
No, all comfort.
不是啊，而是各样的安慰。
Not just in some of the afflictions.
不是只是在一些患难里头。
No.All afflictions in all areas of life.
而是在人生里头方方面面各式各样的患难。
In fact, the Apostle Paul is saying, and let me put it in my own words, not his.
其实保罗想讲什么呢？让我用一些我自己的话语为你解释。
Bring on the affliction, because the more affliction, the more comfort I experience.
保罗想说唉，所有患难送晒过嚟啦，越多苦难我越有安慰。
That is the inflow.
呢个就系输入啦。
The inflow of comfort is stated right here in verse 3.
上帝输入喺我哋身上嘅安慰，就系呢个第三节里头所讲到嘅嘢。
Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort.Who comforts us in all afflictions.
我们要感谢我们的主耶稣基督的父上帝，他是慈爱的天父，也都是一切安慰的来源。
Had Paul stopped at this point,
诶，你说保罗有没有在这里停下呢？
He would not have given us the whole truth.
如果他停下了，他就没有将全部的真理告诉我们听了。
For the inflow to be ready to take hold in your life and mine,
因为你要让到呢啲流入你同我里面嘅福分长住喺我哋嘅生命里面嘅时候，
there has to be an outflow.
就一定要有支出。
Remember the inflow outflow equation.
记得今日同你讲咧，我哋讲嘅就系一个收入同埋支出嘅方程式。
It is in everything and in every area.
是可以在我们生活的每一个层面和每件事上面都运用出来的。
The Bible tells us about sowing and reaping.
圣经同我哋讲呢，关于种同埋收嘅原则。
Jesus said, "To whom much is given, much is required."
耶稣讲过，我俾边个俾得多，就会问边个攞得翻攞得多。
Jesus said, "By the measure you measure, you will receive back," and on and on.
仲有耶稣亦都讲过，你哋用啲乜嘢嘅量器去为其他人去量度一啲嘢，人哋亦都会用翻同样嘅量器去量翻啲嘢俾你。
You see, some people view God's blessings as an end in themselves.
有啲人呢，通常佢哋就会将上帝所赐嘅福气保留喺自己身上。
But Paul sees it differently.
但系保罗唔系咁睇啊，福气唔系去到你嗰度就停噶。
He sees God's comfort to him as a stewardship.
佢将上帝俾佢嘅安慰睇为系上帝俾佢经营嘅资产。
God's comfort to him causes him to be a conduit.
上帝俾佢嘅安慰呢，好似让到保罗成为咗一条电线咁样。
In order that he might pass it on to others.
佢就能够将呢个安慰嘅呢个电源咧传到俾隔篱。
Compare the Sea of Galilee with the Dead Sea。
嗱，而家咧，我想为你做一个比较，就系、是、比较喺以色列里面嘅加利利海同埋死海，其实都系两个湖嚟嘅。
The Sea of Galilee is clean, beautiful, and sparkling。
加利利海嘅水咧系清澈美丽、晶莹闪烁嘅。
But it flows into the River Jordan and blesses millions of people.
最重要呢，就是加利利海的出口呢，就是约旦河，它就是流向整个约旦河的下游，让到以色列和约旦这两个国家呢，都是能够得益的。
Then you have the Dead Sea.
跟住你又看看死海了。
The water gets in and stays in.
那些水呢，流了入死海之后，就停在那里，就等蒸发的。
It never flows out.
佢系入得多，出得少。
And nothing can live in the Dead Sea.
所以喺死海里面咧，系一只生物都冇噶。
Paul views himself as a conduit.
保罗将自己系睇成一根嘅电线。
Through whom the comfort of God is flowing from God to others.
透过佢咧，上帝嘅安慰可以传到去其他人嘅身上。
When Paul received all comfort in all afflictions,
当保罗在一切的患难里面得到上帝所赐的各样安慰的时候，
he passed them on by comforting others.
跟住保罗就用这些的安慰去安慰其他人。
Verse 4 says,
第四节在哥林多后书一章四节这样讲，
So that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction,With the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
在一切的患难里面，上帝安慰我们，让到我们今天都能够用到上帝赐给我们的安慰，去安慰遭遇一切患难的人。
The truth is this.
事实是什么呢？
There are so many believers who are spiritually fat and out of shape.
很多的基督徒是得到灵性的过肥的症状。
You ask how?
你话点样灵性过肥啊？
By receiving and receiving and receiving some more from God.
就系不断不断不断咁样接受上帝好多嘅恩典。
But very little is going out to others or back to God.
但系却好少出去将呢份恩典去分俾其他人，或者将呢份恩典去奉献翻俾上帝。
Their inflow-outflow equation is unbalanced.
好似做会计咁样啊，佢收入同支出唔平衡啊。
We are talking about the first secret of positive living.
今日呢，我哋同大家分享嘅内容就系积极人生嘅第一个秘诀。
I have never met a positive person who is only a taker.
我认识过好多积极乐观嘅人，系冇一个净系识得收嘅咋。
I have never met a positive person who is into the flow but never gives any outflow.
在积极乐观的人当中，没有一个人是只是入不出的。
Do you know why?
你知不知道为什么?
Because the first secret of positive living can only be achieved when your outflow is balanced with your inflow.
因为积极人生的第一个秘诀最重要就是要收支平衡才能够发挥作用。
You know that the inflow is sure.
嗱，你知道你一定有收入的。
Therefore, the question becomes, how am I doing with my outflow?
因此个问题就是在于我究竟应该怎样输出呢？
If the outflow is not matching the inflow,
如果收支不平衡的话,
you can try propping yourself up all you want.
无论你怎样为自己打气都好,
you can try all of the positive affirmation techniques that you want.
无论你怎样运用自己自我肯定的技巧都好,
they will not last.
他们效果不持久啊。
But if you let the inflow of God's comfort,blessings and encouragement to you outflow to others.
但是如果你容许上帝给你的安慰、给你的鼓励、给你的福气，透过你去输出到去其他人的身上，
and you will experience constant positive living.
这样你就能够长期这样活在积极的人生观里面。
There may be someone listening today.
今天可能有一些我们在听着的听众朋友，
who has been receiving comfort, blessings, and encouragement from the hand of God.
正正在领受上帝所亲手赐予的安慰、鼓励和福气。
And yet has never responded to the grace of God in kind.
但是你却从来都没回报过上帝的恩典。
Somehow you convinced yourself that it is your ingenuity and hard work that got you where you are.
你可能以为你之所以有今日，因为你聪明啦，你醒目啦，你又努力工作。
Today you can respond to God.
但是今日你可以来回报上帝。
By surrendering to Him in thankfulness for His love.
为住他的慈爱向他感恩。
There may be some people who know the Lord and experience His abundant blessings.
亦都有一啲听众朋友认识上帝，并且得到上帝丰盛嘅恩典同埋祝福。
But they are still holding into their tithes and offering that belongs to God.
佢系从来都冇献上原来系属于上帝嘅十一奉献。
Or they have never responded to serving.
或者从来冇参与侍奉嚟回报上帝嘅恩典啊。
Today you can take the first step towards positive living.
今日你就可以踏出积极人生的第一步。
By offering what you have received from God back to God and to others.
将你从上帝那里所得到的恩典和福气奉献给上帝，并且和其他人分享你所有的一切。
Until next time, I will be praying that you can experience the joy of the inflow-outflow equation of God's blessing on your life.
盼望你能够时常享受到这个收入和支出平衡的喜乐，享受到上帝所赐的福分。下次节目再会。